All right, so you ready to dive into this whole geothermal energy thing? They've got this green lithium project that has everyone buzzing.
Yeah, it's ambitious, to say the least. We're talking about a whole new approach to lithium. The source, the energy, the whole nine yards.
Okay, but before we get ahead of ourselves, let's break it down. For those of us who haven't been clued to every lithium industry press release, what exactly is geothermal up to?
So Geoframe is developing a lithium extraction project down in East Texas. They're targeting this geological formation called the Smackover, which is known for having this lithium-rich brine.
So instead of digging up those massive open-pit mines, they're pulling lithium from brine.
That's right. They're extracting it from deep underground reservoirs.
Now, brine extraction itself isn't exactly revolutionary, right? What makes Geoframe's project stand out from the crowd?
It's the scale and the source that have people talking. Geoframe claims their site has some of the highest measured lithium concentrations ever found in these types of deep reservoirs. We're talking over 600 parts per million. That's a potential gold mine, literally.
600 parts per million? Wow, okay. But potential is one thing, right? Have they actually secured the rights to all this lithium?
Oh, they have. They're not just throwing around big numbers. They've already secured over 7,000 acres of land, with 75 acres prepped and ready for the initial phase of the project.
All right, so they're serious. 7,000 acres, that's a statement. But I've got to ask, why now? Why is everyone suddenly so obsessed with lithium?
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. It's not just about finding a replacement battery for your headphones, though I'm sure that's a struggle. This is a much bigger trend.
Okay, so we've got electric cars, laptops, smartphones. Everything needs a lithium-ion battery these days.
Yeah.
And as we move away from fossil fuels, that demand is only going to go up, right?
Exactly. And that's where Geoframe sees their opening. They want to be a major player in the lithium market, especially here in the U.S., which is facing potential shortages down the road.
Right, and that domestic aspect is key. Having a homegrown source of lithium would be a huge win for the U.S., especially with all the talk about supply chain security these days.
Exactly. Geoframe isn't just trying to be another lithium producer. They want to provide a solution to the U.S.'s reliance on foreign lithium. It's a bold move, for sure. But if they pull it off, it could be a game changer.
Okay, so we've got the what lithium from Texas brine. We've got the why this global lithium frenzy. Now, let's get to the how. This is where the whole green lithium thing comes in, right? What makes their lithium green? What's different about what they're doing compared to, say, how they're getting lithium in Australia or Chile?
It all boils down to their energy source. They're not relying on fossil fuels to power their operation. Instead, they're using geothermal energy, the Earth's own heat, to fuel their entire extraction process.
Geothermal energy to power lithium extraction? That's a new one. How does that even work? I mean, Texas isn't exactly known for its geysers.
That's a common misconception.
Yeah.
They're not looking for erupting geysers or anything like that. They're tapping into geothermal energy directly from the lithium-rich brine they're pumping up from the Smackover formation.
So they're pulling up the lithium and the energy to extract it from the same well. Now that's efficient.
Right. And it gets even more interesting. To convert that heat into usable energy, they're using these things called organic Rankine cycle turbines, and they've partnered with Exergy, a real powerhouse in the geothermal energy world.
Organic Rankine cycle turbines. That sounds pretty high tech.
They're specially designed to generate power from lower temperature heat sources, which is perfect for the brine they're extracting. It's a really clever solution, actually.
So they're extracting lithium and they're doing it with a renewable energy source they're essentially getting for free. Talk about a win-win. But this all sounds almost too good to be true. There have to be challenges, right? What are some of the potential hurdles they might encounter?
Oh, of course. Extracting lithium on this scale, even with their innovative approach, is not without its risks. I mean, we're talking about a massive undertaking. Any large-scale project like this comes with inherent complexities. But what's impressed me is that Geoframe seems very aware of these challenges, and they're taking a proactive approach to mitigating them. They keep talking about de-risking the project, which is smart.
De-risking, huh? I like the sound of that. So, how are they going about minimizing the uncertainty that inevitably comes with such a massive endeavor? What's their strategy?
Well, for starters, they've got a really impressive team. I mean, like, really experienced people.
Okay, before we dive into that, can you give us like the quick rundown of who's who? It always helps to know who's calling the shots.
Right. So leading the charge, you've got Bruce Cutright as CEO, and he's got this strong background in renewables, which makes sense.
Yeah, that tracks.
And then you've got Laura Zahm. She's their chief geologist, and get this, she specializes in, you guessed it, complex reservoirs.
Oh, wow. So they're not messing around. Like, these are heavy hitters.
Exactly. They've got the experience, which is crucial in this game. But it's not just about the team. They're also taking this really in-depth approach to analyzing the reservoir itself.
Oh, so they're not just winging it, hoping for the best down there.
No. They're using, like, advanced 3D modeling techniques, trying to really understand every nook and cranny of that Smackover formation.
So they can actually get to the lithium, right?
Exactly. They want to minimize the unknowns, optimize extraction the whole nine yards. And here's another smart move. They partnered with Ecosolve to build their DLE plant. And Ecosolve, they're a big deal in the direct lithium extraction world.
Okay, so they're not just going with some untested startup.
No, they went with a known player, a company with a proven track record.
Yeah.
And here's the kicker. For the initial phase of the DLE plant, Ecosolve is taking on the financial risk.
Wow, so they're basically saying, we believe in this project so much, we're willing to bet on it.
Exactly. That's a huge vote of confidence for Geoframe.
Right.
And it significantly reduces their financial exposure early on.
That's some strategic thinking right there. But even with the best laid plans, and it seems like they've got that, things can still go sideways, right? What are some of the challenges, the potential hiccups they might run into down the line?
You're right. Nothing's ever a sure thing. One of the biggest challenges I see is scaling up, like really ramping up production, while staying true to this whole green commitment.
Right, because it's one thing to be sustainable on a small scale, but on a massive scale, that's a whole other ballgame.
Exactly. So they'll have to invest in these advanced technologies, manage their waste really carefully, constantly monitor their environmental impact.
Making sure they don't become the very thing they're trying to avoid.
Yeah. And then there's always the financial side of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Securing the capital they need to grow, managing debt, staying profitable, especially in a market that can be, well, a bit unpredictable.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, lithium prices, they can swing pretty wildly. So how are they planning to tackle all of this? I know we touched on it earlier, but they have that phased approach, right?
They do, and it makes a lot of sense. Phase one is all about proving the concept. They're trying to secure $20 million in funding to get a smaller DLE plant up and running.
The sort of pilot project, right? Show everyone they can actually pull this off.
Yeah, generate some revenue, build credibility, and attract additional investors for the next phase.
They're dipping their toes in the water phase.
Exactly. And then comes phase two. Now we're talking about scaling up big time, expanding the DLE plant, significantly ramping up their lithium carbonate production.
Like tanker trucks full.
Think even bigger. We're talking serious lithium production here. They're aiming to raise a whole lot more capital during this phase to really become a major player in the market.
Okay, so if phase two is about making a splash, what's phase three all about? World domination.
Well, maybe not world domination, but they're definitely aiming high. Phase three is all about cementing their position as a major, major lithium supplier. They're projecting to produce upwards of 83,500 metric tons of battery-grade lithium carbonate every single year by that point.
Okay, now those are some impressive numbers. But before we get too far ahead, let's talk about their chosen extraction method, direct lithium extraction, or DLE as it's known in the biz. Why is this method so crucial to their overall strategy?
DLE is a game changer, especially compared to the traditional methods like those massive evaporation ponds. It's faster, way more efficient, and much, much better for the environment.
So it's like the sleek electric sports car compared to the gas-guzzling clunker of lithium extraction.
You got it. It uses significantly less water, takes up less land, and you get a much higher quality lithium product in the end.
Okay, so it's a win-win-win. But I'm curious, how does Ecosolve's DLE tech actually work? Is it magic?
It's not magic, but it's pretty darn close. Yeah. They use this solvent extraction method. Basically, they introduce a special solvent into the brine, and that solvent is like a magnet for lithium. It just grabs onto it.
And then?
Then they separate the lithium from the solvent, which, by the way, can be reused, and boom, you've got high-purity lithium carbonate ready to be turned into those batteries that power our world.
And how efficient are we talking? Give me the numbers.
According to Geoframe, Ecosolve's technology can recover upwards of 93% of the lithium, which is way higher than traditional methods. And the purity. We're talking 99.5% pure battery-grade lithium carbonate. Top-notch stuff.
So they're extracting more lithium more sustainably and ending up with a higher quality product. It's like they've cracked the code.
It does seem that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And this all plays perfectly into their whole green lithium branding. Investors love this stuff. especially as more and more people are starting to care about where their products come from.
Right. Ethical sourcing, sustainability, all that good stuff. It's not just a buzzword anymore. It's becoming a necessity.
Exactly. And Geoframe's approach, with its focus on environmental responsibility, renewable energy, it ticks all the right boxes. They're clearly trying to position themselves as the good guys of the lithium boom.
All right. So they've got the tech, the team, the vision. But the million-dollar question, or maybe billion-dollar question in this case, is can they actually pull it off? Okay, so we've spent all this time, you know, really digging into the nitty-gritty of Geoframe's plan, the tech, the team, their whole vision. But let's zoom out for a second. What does this all mean in the grand scheme of things? Like, if they actually pull this off, what kind of impact could it have, not just for Geoframe, but for, like, the whole lithium industry?
That's the big question, isn't it? And I think if they're successful, we could see ripple effects throughout the entire industry. Imagine if they demonstrate that you can extract lithium sustainably, cost-effectively at scale. That could set a whole new standard.
So they're not just competing, they're potentially changing the game entirely.
Exactly. It could be a real turning point, a shift towards a more, I don't know, a more ethical and sustainable lithium supply chain, which is something we desperately need.
Especially with the way the demand for lithium is projected to skyrocket. Electric vehicles are just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, absolutely. And as that demand grows, so too will the pressure on lithium supplies. Geoframe, if they can pull this off, could help alleviate some of that pressure, provide a new, reliable, and importantly, domestic source of lithium.
Right, and that domestic aspect can't be overstated. All the talk about supply chain security, reducing our reliance on, well, certain other countries for these critical minerals, Geoframe is actually taking concrete steps to do something about it.
Exactly. A lot of countries are trying to figure out how to become less reliant on those, let's say, traditional sources of lithium. And Geoframe's project aligns perfectly with that global shift.
So it's bigger than just one company's bottom line. It has implications for the U.S. strategically, for the global lithium market, for the environment. But let's bring it back down to Earth, literally, to East Texas. What does this project mean for the folks who actually live there, where all this is taking place?
Right, because we have to consider the local impact. Anytime you're talking about resource extraction, even with strong environmental safeguards in place, there are always going to be questions, right?
Yeah.
How will this affect the community?
We've seen it before. New jobs are created, which is great, but then there are also concerns about the environment, the impact on the landscape, the strain on local resources and infrastructure.
Absolutely. It's a mixed bag. But one thing that's encouraging about Geoframe's approach is their commitment to reinjecting the brine back into the earth after they extract the lithium.
So a closed loop system.
Exactly. Which really minimizes their water usage, reduces their overall footprint. They're not creating those massive environmentally damaging evaporation ponds that we've seen in other parts of the world.
That's a big deal. But what about the economic impact? Are there initiatives in place to make sure that the people of East Texas directly benefit from this project, not just, you know, in terms of avoiding potential negative consequences, but actually seeing tangible positive impacts?
Well, for starters, the project is expected to create a significant number of jobs, both during the construction phase and then for the long term. That's a huge boost for the local economy. And they've also talked about partnering with local businesses, contractors, really trying to inject capital directly into the regional economy.
So it's not just about extracting lithium. It's about integrating their operations into the community in a way that's mutually beneficial.
Right. They seem to understand that they need to be a good neighbor, a responsible member of the community. And that means addressing concerns, being transparent, and ensuring that everyone benefits.
It's not just about being sustainable environmentally. It's about being sustainable socially and economically as well. And honestly, that might be Geoframe's biggest strength. If they can build trust with the local community, if they can demonstrate that they're serious about these commitments, well, that could be a real game changer.
Couldn't agree more. It's what makes this story so fascinating to follow. Geoframe's betting big, not just on lithium, but on a new way of doing business. A way that prioritizes sustainability, community engagement, and ethical sourcing. They're trying to rewrite the rules of the game.
And whether they succeed or stumble, their journey is going to be one hell of a ride. And that's a wrap on this deep dive into Geoframe Energy and their green lithium ambitions. We'll be keeping a close eye on their progress, that's for sure. Thanks for diving in with us.